Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams that we chase become.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whatever you got going on, whether you're excited about something or frightened about something, you're a startup, you're growing your business, or you're trying to get rid of it. We got something at smallbusinessadvocate.com that you can read or listen to or watch that will help you. So please check it out. Have a great visit with our good friend Bob Nagin, the co-author of Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. This is a guy who made a fortune selling kites 12 months out of the year. Now, who does that, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, talk about somebody who could sell, refrigerators to Eskimos. I mean, that was...
Yeah.
So he can do it, folks. And that's the reason why when he talks about selling retail, I listen to Bob Nagin. Bob, thanks again for hanging out with us. Whizbang, W-H-I-Z, whizbangtraining.com is the website. All right, Bob, we're talking about paying attention to the small stuff, paying attention to the experience of customers. What are some other things that we can do to demonstrate, to deliver our special sauce as small business owners?
Yeah, so, you know, first of all, let's back up and talk about something that's even more important. It's sort of a three-step process. First of all, you as a person have to be genuinely in love with your customers. Not every customer.
Yeah.
We all know that we have problem customers, but I mean, if you don't have the attitude of service, if you don't want to genuinely delight your customers, I mean, so the first place it starts with is you. If you don't want, you see, so here's what I believe. I believe that business is a value for value proposition. And the more value you provide to individuals and to companies and to the marketplace, the more value they'll return to you in the form of money.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're not intent on, if you're not trying hard to deliver more value than you're getting back, that's how you grow your business. You give more value, and you give more value, and then it comes back to you. And then pretty soon it becomes this positive wave, this upward spiral of prosperity. Mm-hmm. So it starts with what happens in your heart. But then the second part of it is to get the fundamentals right. Because, you know, so many people open a retail store, and they really want to do a great job, and they love their customers, but they muck it up. They don't train their people. They don't learn, you know, their store is sloppy.
They don't stay on top of employees to make sure that they say thank you to everybody.
That's exactly right.
One of
those become the
mistakes.
Fundamentals. Yeah, you know, you're creating a culture that's fundamentally strong, you know, so that's the second part. You can't just say, oh, I want it to be great, and then not do the work that's necessary to build it so it's great. But then after you get that piece done, another thing that I know is powerful, powerful, powerful. Send a thank you card every once in a while,
mm-hmm.
or even more than every once in a while, you know. So, for instance, I recommend to our retailers that every time somebody joins your loyalty program, somebody in your store should send them a handwritten thank you note.
Mm-hmm.
Not an email, a note, you know, that comes in the door. Which reminds me, Jim, I need to send you a thank you note for having me on your show.
But you know, the other thing is if you got a business to business business, then, you know, not a retail, you know,
yep.
People you used to call on when you were getting your business going, drop by on them once a year.
That's right.
As the owner of the company. I know it's, you know, and you say, I know my salesperson, Bob, takes care of you, but I just want to come by and say hi and tell you that, thank you for your business.
That's right. That's right. You know, and it's good marketing. I mean, so you know, at some level, you're just doing it to keep the relationship alive. Here's, one of my favorite marketing tactics, and this is, it ties in, it's called donut marketing. And do we have time for a super quick story?
Yep.
All right. So we had a client who had a vacuum store. And in our same town, there's a high-end appliance store that didn't sell vacuums. So I says, Ed, you know, everybody, you know, these are referrers. These are influencers. Bring a dozen donuts over there every couple weeks with a bunch of business cards or gift certificates. And so all of a sudden he was bringing a couple donuts every couple dozen, a couple of donuts every couple of weeks. And so all the salespeople knew Ed, liked Ed, liked Quality Vacuum, and referred customers. It was a tremendously cost-effective way for him to market his business and build relationships.
But and now, see, this, here's the, this is...
Hey, hold on, let me tell you one little... he did such a good job, finally, the owner of the company recognized that they were sending a lot of business his way, and now the high-end appliance store sells vacuum.
Well, the thing is that what we're talking about here, folks, and this is what you really ought to be taking away from this. If you don't have enough business, if your business isn't performing, if you're upset about the big box companies, the thing is you're probably not doing the things that Bob's talking about, because if you were, you wouldn't even care where the big boxes came in. You'd have all the business you wanted, because the people who want the kind of special sauce that Bob's talking about, well, they don't get that from Walmart. They only get it from you.
Amen, Jim. You couldn't say it any better.
Almost none of the, other than a dozen donuts, as you were talking about, cost anything.
Right. $1,000 vacuum cleaner buys a lot of donuts.
That's right. Exactly. Hey, Bob, give us the website again, please.
WhizBangTraining.com, WHIZBANG. We have a free tip of the week also. So
yeah, check that out in this book, too. Thanks, Bob, for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Bob Negin, N-E-G-E-N, by the way, is how you spell his last name. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.